verse number 29 is where we're going to start reading. And I want to look at a little subject tonight as we've been in the book of Acts, and we're going down the book of Acts tonight. I thank God for that, the Acts of the apostles, and what they did, and what God used them for, how God uses us, what he did in their life, and what he's going to do in our life as well. I don't know about you tonight, but I've enjoyed the book of Acts, just going down through it and understanding line by line. But tonight I want to look at, you ever heard somebody say, well, I heard that? You've heard people say, well, I heard that. I heard that. When I read this, man, that just popped on me. I heard, because that's what they said here, when they heard that. And man, when I read that, it stuck in my mind. I can't get it off of it. Well, I heard that. So tonight I'm going to preach on, well, I heard that. And tonight I'm curious, though, about what they heard. Have you ever heard something, though, and you say, well, I heard that, and it affects you different ways? Now, sometimes you can say, well, I heard that, and you'd be like, whoa. And sometimes you just kid around when you say it. But when we come here, this determining council that was they were standing before, it said when they heard that, they were cut. They were cut. And I want to know what tonight cuts people. I want to know tonight what cuts. We know knives cut people, and we know words cut people. But what cuts people down to the heart? What cuts them down to the core? What gets down in a service? You can be sitting in a service like this, and you come in, everything's good. You're amen and hallelujah. And next minute, something can be said from the Word of God, and it'll cut down to that core. It'll get down to that heart. It'll get down to what God wants it to do tonight. And that's what we'll look at tonight, when they heard that. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 29, and the Bible says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree, him that God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. And when they heard that, there it is. And when they heard that, and that's what I'm curious about tonight. What did they hear? What did they hear? What have you heard before in your life that gets down to that core? And when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I thank you tonight that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords. I thank you tonight that you're set at high on the throne tonight. I thank you that you're in charge tonight, Father. I thank you for this message. I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you tonight that you're the light that we need in our lives. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every one that's in this place tonight. I pray for all the prayer requests that's went around this room. I lift them up tonight, the ones that's going to have surgery in the morning with cancer. Lord God, I lift that up to you tonight. Lord God, the ones that's having heart problems, I lift them up to you tonight. Father, I pray tonight for every teacher that's in class with them kids tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them real good. Lord God, I pray you anoint them tonight. Lord, I pray you anoint me tonight, Father. But Father, I pray you don't only anoint me and the teachers tonight, but I pray you anoint every ear, every hearer that's in this place tonight, Father. I pray that you put an anointing on us tonight, that we'll be able to hear the Word of God tonight, that we'll be able to hear that you have us to hear. And Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for this local body. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, I pray that your will be done in this place. Your kingdom come, Father, that you take preeminence over this place. You have your will and way in this 2023 year. Father, I pray this be a year that, Father, we see the windows of heaven open like never before. I pray we see souls saved. I pray we see the Word of God cut people like never before. Father, I pray it cuts me before it cuts them. Lord God, I pray tonight that it sets me straight the way I need to be. And Lord, I thank you tonight for that word that we have written down, that we can study it and we can apply it to our lives tonight. Lord, I pray you bless these folks. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. When they heard that, as we come tonight and we look at this, the apostles spoke truth to this council, and they were standing before the council and the high priest. And when they got here, they was telling what they had heard and what had been going on in their life. And when Peter and the council and the apostles spoke it, it cut the council down to the heart. It got down to the high priest, down into his heart, down into the council. These men, they knew the word of God. They knew what needed to be going on. But when they got here, and Peter stood up and he proclaimed Jesus Christ, it cut him to the heart. Can I say to you tonight, the only thing that's going to cut the darkness in this world, it'll be Jesus Christ. The only thing that's going to cut wickedness in the world that we live in, it'll be the blood of Jesus Christ. The only thing that's going to keep my heart from getting cold and calloused, it is the Word of God tonight. And as we study that tonight, the Word of God, it cuts when nothing else can. When nothing else will cut, nothing else will get through. I'll never forget when my mom said this in my life. She told me, she said, I'm through with you. I'm done with you. I can't do nothing else with you. You won't listen. You won't pay attention. I remember when my wife said, I'm done with you. You won't pay attention. You won't get right. You won't do right. You know what they did? They didn't turn me over to Satan, but they turned me over to God. And when they turned me over to God, you know what happened? That Word of God that they got praying on my life and them prayers they got sending up, it started cutting me down to the core, and it got cutting me down to the bone. I didn't want to hear their word because they was right. But you know what? Tonight I could never get away from the Word of God. Hey, when they would tell me something in this book, and I'd have people tell me things that was in the Word of God, and I heard that in my ear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when I would hear that in my life, it would cut me down to the core. And tonight as we come, I want to look at this. What was that that they heard? I want to look at that word, that, and what was that that they heard tonight? What was it that they heard that cut them and got them so mad? I've seen people sit in this same sanctuary right here, and I've seen them leave out this place madder than an old wet hen over things that's been preached from this Bible and preached behind, thus saith the Word of God. And on this pulpit tonight, I've got pastered down here, and I got it taped up here. Some of you has never seen and may not never see it. You may never come behind the sacred desk, but on this sacred desk, I've wrote down and I've got it pinned down. They've come to see Jesus and not you. And tonight, if I proclaim me or I give you me, it won't do you a bit of good, but if I give you Jesus, it'll do all the good in the world. Can I get amen? And tonight I want to look at what had they heard? What did they hear? Number one tonight in verse number 30, they heard about Christ Jesus. They heard about what he had done to him. Look in verse number 30, the Bible says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. Here's where it got, and that's where they started, the word started convicting them, and it started piercing their heart. And tonight, they heard that about Christ Jesus. I want you to know tonight that there's a response to the name of Jesus. When any person hears the name of Jesus Christ, and they hear Jesus high and lifted up, there's going to be a response. You can say God all day long. You can use God and you can talk about God and people won't get offended. But when you put Jesus and you let them know what God you're talking about, the only God, the true God, the living God this afternoon, I want you to know people get offended when they hear the name of Jesus Christ. And tonight, that same word, that same name, it has a drawing approach. It'll draw people to him tonight. It'll draw them right to him tonight. But that same word tonight that cut them to the heart tonight, that same name Jesus, it'll draw some and it'll divide some. Some it'll pull and some it'll run away. Because you know why? When you hear the name of Jesus, you must make a choice who you're going to follow. And you've got to do that in your life. He says tonight, then God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. And what did he do? He gave him an exalted name. He said, this name is above every name. It's above the President of the United States. It's above everybody that you can think of. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why it offends people. There's a lot of people in the world we live in, they think that they're God, but I got good news. Whoa, glory to God. There's only one God, amen, and his name is Jesus. It's an exalted name. You listen to me, it's an everlasting name. He said he gave him a name. Look at this, I love this. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. And that's what Jesus is. When he came, he told him, he said, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, he's come to seek and to save that which was lost. And they told him, he said, you're the one that you hung on the tree. And you know what it did? It cut him to the heart. And tonight you say, is it that serious about Jesus? Can I just keep my mouth shut? Can I just hunker down and hide out and get in a place and just be saved and satisfied and go to heaven? I got good news tonight. It won't work that way. If you're going to stand for Jesus, you'll either stand for him or you'll stand against him tonight. And when they heard that, they were standing against Jesus. They loved what they did. They loved where they went. They loved how they acted and what they wanted to do. And they had preeminence anywhere they went. But tonight, when they told them that, it cut them to the heart, because when you hear the name of Jesus, you have to do something with him tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 30. And tonight, I'm talking about when they heard about Jesus, they had to make a response. And I want you to know tonight, if you don't make a response, you've made a response. tonight at the name of Jesus. If you accept him and you follow him tonight, that praise God, amen? But tonight, if you say, I'm not going to do, I'm just going to hide out and hide down, and I'm not going to make no ruckus tonight, I want you to know no response for him is a response against him tonight. Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 30, I want to show you this in the Word of God tonight. Jesus himself talking here in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 12, and as we look into verse number 30 tonight, we're talking about being with him tonight. They was against him, Brother Chad. They was against Jesus. They didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. They didn't want him preached. They didn't want him taught. They didn't want him elevated. They didn't want him lifted up. They didn't want that Jesus that they was talking about in the Bible. Do you know in the world we live in, there's people that still don't want Jesus? Now, we're a local body, and we're small out here, very small. And the area we live in, you think everybody you get in contact with, can we talk to you about Jesus? Everybody's response is, yes, talk to us about Jesus. But I want you to know, when you get talking to people about Jesus, don't everybody want him. Not everybody wants Jesus. Why? Because he changes your life. He changes everything about you. And tonight is what Jesus said in Matthew 12, 30. What did they hear? They heard about Jesus. Look at this. He that is not with me is against me. Jesus said in his own word tonight, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me, he scattereth them abroad. And here's what happened when he come against the council and the high priest here, and they were just talking the name of Jesus. You know what it did? It aggravated them, and it assaulted what they thought they knew. And when they got here, he said this. They heard about Jesus, and they had to make a response. And instead of making a response, they just wanted to kill the apostles and get them away. Can I say to you tonight, you can kill this preacher and everybody in this building, but you cannot kill Jesus. You can't do it. You cannot eliminate him tonight. And tonight, I want you to know this. They heard about Jesus, and they had to make a decision. He that is not with me is against me. But I want you to know tonight, not only in the New Testament he said that, but in the Old Testament. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Kings tonight, chapter number 18 and verse number 21. Do you remember 1 Kings tonight as we turn there in the Word of God tonight? 1 Kings chapter number 18 tonight. And as we look tonight in verse number 21, 1 Kings 18, 21, we're talking about they heard about Jesus and they had to make a response. The response in the book of Acts, they wanted to kill the apostles. And it's nothing different than any other time in the Word of God. And when we've come to 1 Kings 18, verse number, as we look 21 tonight, you know what happened? They're on top of Mount Carmel, and you got the prophets of Baal, and you got Elijah there. And the prophets of Baal, if they're straddling the fence, they wouldn't get on the right side, and they wouldn't get on any side. They just straddled the fence. And as we come here tonight, can I say to you, the world that we live in, we don't need a bunch of fence straddling Christians. We need people that live for the Word of God and stand on thus saith the Word of God. I read in a book this week by Adrian Rogers, and I believe this so much. It ain't about how many conversions that come in a church. It ain't about how we shout when we come in the church. It ain't about how we preach when we're in the church. It's how we live outside of the church will let us know how the church is doing and how healthy the church is. Hey, I got good news tonight. I want to stand up for Jesus, don't you? I don't want to be a fence straddler. I don't want to be one that says one thing here and something else out there. I want to stand for thus saith the Word of God. And the prophet named Elijah, he came here and he finally told him, hey, you're going to have to choose on which side that you're on. Hey, you've heard about God and what he can do, and now who are you for tonight? Look what he says in verse number 21 in 1 Kings 18. The Bible says, and Elijah came unto all the people. He didn't get a select group. He came to everybody. And I love this. And said, how long have you been between two opinions? He said, you got two opinions. You're not for him and you're not against. You're just straddling the fence. You're doing two opinions. You ever had somebody do that? Have you ever had somebody tell you one thing and do something else? I don't know, but that tears me up, don't it, you? That tears me up when they say one thing and they do something else. I'm telling you, that just tears me up. And you will find out who is in the right and who is in the wrong, and it won't take long at all. I'll never forget, as long as I live, Brandy come into the living room, and me and Kaylee were sitting there, and she said, who got my hair dryer? Who's got my hair dryer out of the bathroom? And I look at her, and I said, did you really have to ask that question? Who got your hair dryer? I mean, I ain't got a bit of hair on my head. It gets it right down to where it needs to be. Can I say to you tonight, that's how the Holy Ghost does you and I tonight. You don't have to lie. You don't have to hide out. When you hear about the name of Jesus, the expression that's on my face and the expression that's on your face and the face of the world that we live in tells whether we're for him or if we're against him. He says tonight in verse 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long how you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. That's simple, ain't it? If he be God, follow him. If he be God, follow him. Tonight, as we get to the book of Acts, all Peter and the other apostles were doing, they were just following Jesus. And you know what? People didn't like that. In the world we live in, if you follow Jesus the way you're supposed to, and I follow Jesus the way I'm supposed to, people are not going to like it. You're going to have family that ain't going to like it. Because you're going to have to stand against some of your family members and the things that they do, and you can't do the things that they do. You can't go to every family get-together and do the things that they do. You got to be separate. You got to come out from among them. Or it is around my house. Can I say to you tonight, not only are you going to have family that's not going to be on board with you, but you're going to have friends that's not going to be on board with you. And tonight he said, you're getting to the point where you're going to have to decide, who are you for? Folks, I want you to know in 2023, I believe the time's getting slim. And we're going to, as a church, we're going to have to decide who we're for. Who are we for? Tonight I ask you a question. Who are you for? Who are you for? Man, tonight he's been putting, mine been in the book of Acts, and he's been putting them, who are you for? Who are you for? What who are you for tonight? Look what he says here. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Tonight I want to say this, that if no response is a response. No response is a response, and I wrote this down. When we hear about Jesus, we have a choice. To accept or reject. Number one, I heard tonight, when they heard that, they got all because they heard about Christ Jesus. But look with me in verse 30 and verse 31. Not only did they hear about Christ Jesus, but they heard about the crucifixion of Christ Jesus. Not only did they just hear the name, but Peter brought up the crucifixion. Tonight, as he brought that up in verse number 30, look what he said. Whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Tonight, as a Christian, I realize I had part of that hanging him on that tree. I had part of that slewing him. The Primitive Quartet has a song, "That Soldier Was Me." In a dream I had, that's what the song says. There was a soldier standing there killing Jesus. And when I turned him around or got to where he was at, the song says that soldier was me. I crucified Jesus. When they got to this place, you know what they heard? They heard not only the name of Jesus, but they heard that they had crucified Jesus. And they had hung Jesus to that old rugged cross. Tonight, I'm saved, and you're saved tonight because Jesus Christ bled and died on an old rugged cross. And tonight, that ought to cut somebody. That cuts me. To know that a man gave his life for me, that I may have life. That didn't have to give his life. If anybody in this room gives your life for me, that wouldn't be no big deal because you're going to die anyway. There's going to come a day you're going to die anyway, so you've not done a big thing. You can only save me partially. But this man hung and died on a tree. It didn't have to die, but he died for you and me. And tonight, they said this in verse number 30 and 31, whom you slew and hanged on a tree, him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. What did they hear? They heard Christ Jesus, then they heard the crucifixion. They heard about his death, whom you slew. They heard about how they had handled him and how they had put him on that cross. Peter, this ain't the first time he told them that. He'd already done started stuff up, and ain't the first time. Turn with me to Acts 3:13 tonight. I want to show you this. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 13. This ain't the first time Peter brought up whom you slew, whom you hung on the cross. Acts 3:13 tonight, this is what the Bible says tonight. They heard about the crucifixion of Jesus. Acts 3:13, the Bible says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified the Son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. He said, this is the same Jesus that you denied. And now here you are. You're denying him again. In the world we live in, I want you to know to just say the name of Jesus causes controversy. But to live out the name of Jesus will cause controversy. Tonight I want to give you this. Not only when they heard about the crucifixion of Jesus, they heard that. But turn with me to 1 Corinthians 1:18. And I want to show you why they was under such conviction. Why they was under such conviction. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18. They heard about Christ Jesus. But when they heard about the crucifixion and what he did for them, it put them under conviction and it cut them to the heart. It cut them to the heart. Look what he says tonight. For the preaching of the cross, what did Peter do? He preached the cross. He preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. And here's what he said. For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. Man, the cross of Jesus Christ ought to cut. Can I say tonight that the cross of Jesus Christ does cut? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. It's the power of God, that preaching of the cross tonight. I wrote this down. Why they was cut to the heart by what they heard. Not only when they heard about Jesus, they must choose, but when they heard about Jesus and when you and I hear about Jesus, we're accountable for how we handle him. How you handle him. On a daily basis, how I handle Jesus Christ. How he's living inside, the Holy Ghost is living inside of me, the Spirit of God is living inside of me. And how I handle Jesus, where I take him, how I treat him, what I do with him on a daily basis. I'm accountable every day of my life. Why? Why am I accountable, preacher? Why are you accountable tonight? Did you know tonight that, let me give you this in verse number 31. You're carrying around a prince. How would you treat a prince tonight if a prince come in this building? Would you care? Some place, let me get off y'all. Let me get on me. Some places I go, would I carry a prince there? Some of the things that I say, would I say in front of a prince? Would I act the way sometimes that I act in front of a prince? But when I studied this, it hit me. Let me give you this. Not only a prince, but a savior. Not only you're carrying around a prince, but you're carrying around a savior. Somebody that saved your life. Which has, you got your harness on at work and something goes wrong and somebody reaches down and grabs you before you hit the ground. You ain't never going to mistreat that guy. You see him at the chow line, you're going to buy his meal. Guarantee it. You're not going to mistreat him. You're not going to overlook him. You're going to reverence him. He said not only was he a prince, and that's what was tearing him up. He said, you, it's a prince. But you done this too. Your Savior, you done this too. And he said, look, I love this. For to give the repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. He's the one that forgives you. You and I will be accountable how we handle Jesus. Third thing tonight, and we'll close. I want to go here and sit down for just a minute. When they heard that. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I was at work at Max Tools up there, and I'll never forget as long as I live. First time I'd been really cut by the Holy Ghost. I mean, cut. I mean, lucky I didn't bleed out there in the tool crib. Me and some other guys on the other side of them green, Mr. Van, you know what I'm talking about, them green things. You couldn't really see over them. Now, if you were Brother Eric's side, you could look over and see what's going on. My side, you know, you're about right there. And me and some guys was over there, and we was talking, and man, we just having a heyday. And I didn't know a Christian was on the other side. And I let out GD more than once, several times, took the Lord's name in vain. And we was cutting up, and when they walked off, I walked across through there and round, man. James Smith was standing there, and he was looking me dead in the eye like Sister Vandy. I mean, dead in the eye. This man had two bad hips, walked with a limp, and ate tomato sandwiches every day. But he wasn't scared of me. And when I come around that corner and I seen him and we locked eyes, I said, oh, no, he's a Christian. He's caught me. I'm dead. Oh, what's up, man? What's going on? He said, don't start that with me. He looked me dead in the eyes. He said, are you a Christian? Are you saved? If I say, I don't know what to say, so I just say this. I say, yes, I am. He said, no. He said, if you were saved, you wouldn't have said that word. If you was born, if you were saved, if you knew the Savior I knew, you would not say that word. I was fighting mad at that old man. Because the Holy Ghost had cut me. I was in the wrong. You know how many people's in the wrong and God uses somebody to tell them they're in the wrong and they get mad at the person that told them? But they know they was in the wrong. See, they knew there's an wrong. You know what they want to do? They wanted to kill them. If we'll just kill them, they'll shut up and you won't have to hear it no more. Just kill them. After I got saved, it hadn't been long after I got saved, I wanted to find that man and hunt him down. I hunted him down. I went to his house. He's sitting on the back of an old orange truck popping pecans. And I pulled up. I got walking to where he's at. And I said, what's going on, Mr. Round Man? He said, not much. I said, man, I got saved. He said, I heard that. And I said, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for what I said in front of you. He said, man, I done forgave you. I said, man, let me tell you what happened that day. I said, that day God used you and the Holy Ghost inside of you to put me under Holy Ghost conviction. First time in my life I'd truly been under Holy Ghost conviction. I'd say that name, I'd use the Lord's name in vain, didn't think nothing about it. I cussed with the best of them. But that day, that man called me out. He called me out by the power of the Holy Ghost. I was coming out of Tupelo, Mississippi. Never thought I'd have the opportunity. And I got on that roundabout to come back out from to come home. And I got a phone call, and it was his daughter. And he said, hey, my daddy's died. Will you do his funeral? I said, I sure will. Folks, tonight I want you to know you'll never know who's in your life that God's going to use to call you out. And tonight when they do, and you know you're in the wrong, don't get mad at them. Don't get mad at them. Let the Holy Spirit work in your life. Number one tonight, oh man, they heard that. What did they hear? They heard Jesus. That offends. They heard about the crucifixion. That offends. But when they realized the Holy Ghost was in charge, that does offend. Let me show you this tonight in the text. Let me show you this tonight. As we go down tonight, if you would, with me to verse number 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. If you obey God tonight, and you're living with God tonight, you know who lives inside of you? The Holy Ghost. Whom they, when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them or kill them. Tonight I want to give you this. The Holy Ghost is a witness. That's what he said. He said the Holy Ghost is a witness also. Number two, the Holy Ghost is the one that testifies tonight in our life. Turn with me to John 15, 26. I want to share this with you. John 15 and verse 26. The Holy Ghost is the one that testifies tonight. John 15 and verse number 26. When they heard it, this is what happens. You got a high priest and you got a determining council there, Brother Austin, that's wanting to kill these men. Religious leaders want to kill people for talking about Jesus. But when the comforters come, John 15, 26, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. That Holy Spirit was testifying who Jesus was, and where Peter and the apostles could not get to, the Holy Ghost could. Turn with me to Hebrews 4, 12 tonight and verse number 13. Hebrews chapter number 4. I want to look tonight there in verse number 12 and verse number 13 tonight. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 12 tonight. When they heard about the control of the Holy Ghost, it changed things. When they heard that, it convicted them. It challenged them tonight. Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. When I read this word and I understand this word tonight, it knows my thoughts and it knows the intent of my heart. Tonight, as we get here, verse 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Tonight, everything in this world that we live in is open. Everything is naked. Everything is out in the open with the Holy Ghost. They could hide everything. Listen, they had positions. I started off tonight talking about a 70-year-old man leading worship all of his life in the local body church, leading people to worship to where Jesus was, and he was lost. You know what Satan was? He was a worshiping angel. He was leading worship. This guy was leading worship, 70-year-old, and was lost, came down and gave his life to Jesus. He could hide it from the congregation. He could hide it from anybody. But there's one person you can't hide it from. That's the Holy Ghost. And when they heard that the Holy Ghost is a witness, it pricked that heart. It cut them to the core tonight. It cut them deep. I want to give you this tonight as we get to the place to close and let the kids come back in tonight. I want to share this with you tonight. Alexander the Great, they said, is what was told. said he was a captain in the army, over all the army, Alexander the Great was. And said he could make anybody mind. It didn't matter who it was. He'd get to them and he'd get right where they was at and he'd tell them like it was. And they said that as he went on there, that he had one soldier that was not acting right. Had one soldier that was not acting right and nobody could make him mind. And they come to Alexander the Great and they said, we got a soldier that ain't acting right. He won't do right. He just won't do. And he said, okay, tell me where he's at. And he said, and they told him where he's at. He said, well, what's his name? He said, his name's Alexander. He said, okay. And he went to him and here's what he said. He walked in, he told the soldier, he said, sir, what's your name? And he said, my name's Alexander. And he said, my name's Alexander the Great. He said, I want you to know to either change your behavior or change your name. Either change your behavior or change your name. As a Christian tonight, if I'm going to call myself a Christian, I either need to act like one or I need to change my name. As a preacher tonight, if I'm going to call myself a preacher, I need to either act like a preacher or I need to change my name. That's as simple as it gets. In the world we live in, there's people watching you and there's people watching me. These are religious people in the book of Acts that was wanting to kill the apostles. Wanting to kill them just because of the name of Jesus Christ. So in other words, they either needed to change their name or change their behavior. Tonight, as your pastor, I thank God for this church and this local body here. And when we hear that, what? The Word of God tonight. You and I had the opportunity to change, had the opportunity to do what God's called us to do, and let Him lead our life. Tonight, number one, I want to give you this as we close. Number one, tonight, when you hear about Jesus, you're accountable. You're accountable to choose what you're going to do with Him. Number two, when you hear about the crucifixion, not only are you accountable, but you are accountable how you're going to handle it. Right? How you handle it. How you handle how dear that crucifixion was. How you handle that in your life. But thirdly, tonight, when the Holy Ghost convicts you, it's up to you to choose if you're going to change. You know the Holy Spirit can't change nobody. He can't tonight. He can convict you. He can convict you, make you miserable. I mean so miserable, you don't like yourself. Nobody likes being around you anyway. You ill, you mad, you ain't happy. A child of God out of the will of God is ill. You hear me? A child of God out of the will of God is ill. They're just ill. And all that Holy Spirit does is He'll convict you. He'll wear your head out. But at the end of the day, He can't change you. Because you have a free will. You can do. Listen to me tonight. If you want to be in the will of God, when that Holy Spirit convicts you, we have the opportunity to change. And it's as simple as just having an honest prayer with God. Lord, I'm in the wrong. My behavior, the way I've been doing, the way I've been representing, and I ask you tonight to forgive me. That's as simple. That is as simple as it gets tonight. Can I say to you tonight, God's not mad at you. He ain't mad at you. He ain't mad at me. He's got a certain way He wants things done. That's the way it's going to get done. And tonight, when they came here, they just want to kill them apostles. And if you keep reading the rest of that chapter, here's what they said. They said, if it be of God, if it be not of God, it'll cease. But if it be of God, you can't overthrow it. And tonight, can I say, when the Holy Spirit's convicting you in your life, you can't overthrow it. You can't. You just might as well. You're either going to be miserable or you're going to be happy. I thank God tonight that I can get happy in Jesus, don't you? I thank God for that tonight that I can get happy in Jesus. Man, this week, I've been on cloud nine just thinking about how God's blessed us as a family there at home. I got that little boy. Man, he's up. Man, he's crawling up. We've got to put a gate up. You hear me? He's at the age he don't mind. And right now, listen to God has showed me stuff through this little boy. When I was little, a little Christian, you know what I'm talking about? A little Christian. He's a little Christian. I'm going to put up barriers. He's a little boy, so I'm putting up barriers so he don't get hurt. So Cynthia, right now, he's getting, and them hands will be blood red when they come back. Some of y'all mamas may not like that, but hey, that's the way I was raised. Didn't always do right, but I'll tell you one thing, I didn't go back to that same spot. And his little hands will be red and bring blood. I can't believe it. I pick him up, Kaylee told me it's time to start whooping. She's seen Sister Caitlin them whooping theirs. He said, Tilly Grace gets whooping, it's time to whoop ours, Daddy. Spat him hands. But
But let me give you this. Let me give you this. Right now he's young. But when he gets older, I'm not going to put barriers up. When he gets 13, 14, 15, I'm not putting a barrier up around my fireplace where he can't get into it. I'm not putting locks on doors where he can't get in there and mess with them. Is somebody listening to me tonight? I'm not going to do all them things, Brother Chad, because he's old enough to know better. So what you going to do, preacher? Me and him's going to love on one another in a good way. Can I say to you tonight, as I've been saved 15 years, first the Holy Ghost eased on me. When I'd act up, mess up, and do wrong, he'd ease on me. 15 years in, he don't ease on me, boys. You hear me? It's a battle. I don't get 30 days to mess up and act like a yahoo. A lot of times I don't even get 30 minutes. Come on, talk to me, somebody. He's done wore my head out. God has shown me so much in this little boy, how he's little and how my Christian life is the same way. And he don't allow me to do that like I used to do. Why? Because I'm not a child no more. And tonight in your Christian life, he does you the same way. When you're a child, he's going to treat you like a child. But when you're old enough to know better, he's going to treat you like you're old enough to know better. And that's what the Holy Spirit does tonight to me. He wears me out when I need wore out. And he lifts me up when I need lifted up. And tonight I pray that same thing happens in your life tonight. When I heard that, amen. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this place. I thank you for how he wears me out. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God, for a little rider at home and the blessing that he is tonight. And Father, I thank you how you've allowed me, Lord. And when I wouldn't, the daddy to Kaylee, and I wouldn't there leading at home, and I wouldn't in church, and I wouldn't do it, see how I'm helping with him, Father, I thank you for that tonight. And I thank you tonight for that sweet Holy Ghost tonight. I thank you for the name of Jesus. I thank you for the crucifixion tonight. I thank you for that Holy Spirit tonight that is the witness in my life. The one that comforts me, corrects me, chastises me. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight that you bless this word tonight as it goes forth to your hearers tonight. And I'm praying tonight, Father God, that we just continue in the book of Acts, and it shows us how we need to live our life according to the word of God. And Lord God, even though things may come our way, we should still stand up and just proclaim the name of Jesus. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for everything you've done in my life. Watch over us tonight. Lead, guide, and direct. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen.